24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio. Always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, author of the 12 Universal Laws of Success. I am your transformational speaker and trainer. We've written 8 books and had our books translated into many languages, but we are now engaged in transforming the lives of 10 million people, helping them be what they want to be, do what they want to do, and have whatever they want to have by attracting and creating wealth, living their dreams, and realizing their purpose and destiny. The concept of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is that wealth, success, and all things come to us based on consciousness. The spiritual principle states, seek first the kingdom, and all things shall be added unto you. Kingdom is consciousness, awareness. The purpose of the Millionaire Mentorship Show is to help develop the consciousness of wealth, health, success, prosperity, and money to attract these things into your life. So, if you want to attract health, wealth, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money into your life, you are in the right place. I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into our program and sharing it with others. With your support, you have made us the number one new program on the Vashani Radio Network with over 2 million listeners. With listeners like you, nothing is impossible. Continue to listen and share our program with your friends and family. And be sure to send any questions or comments into our email at herbert@herbertharris.com. That's herbert@herbertharris.com. And anyone who sends in an email automatically receives a 4 Principles of Wealth Building audio.
As we close out this year, we have created a series of podcasts where we focus on the tools to help you make the new year your year for outrageous success.
Our topic for this program is the formula for achieving your goals. This is an appropriate program for today. Over the last few weeks, we have been preparing everyone for closing out the new year. And we've gone from assessing your present situation, in other words, looking at how well you did last year. We've looked at making the changes. You know, once you figure out how well you did and, you know, what you did or did not do, then we looked at making the changes, those corrections, mid-course or midlife corrections that will make the new year different and better than the one before. We've also talked about how to set your goals, you know, that your goals must be specific, must be measurable, must be set in advance, must be realistic, must cover a certain time period. And then finally, I guess the coup de grace, as they say, is how do you actually do it? How do you actually achieve your goals? And so today's message is called The Formula for achieving your goals. And this is critical, folks, because when you follow this formula, this period right now at the end of the year, this is critical because this is the time that you actually lay out the plan to accomplish your goals next year. So what is the formula for achieving your goals? Step number one, to set a goal for each year. Now, when I say set a goal, I mean to set a goal in each area of your life, each significant life area, such as a personal goal, such as a business goal, financial goals, community goals, spiritual goals, relationship goals. So once you do that, you have to break your life down into those doable chunks. Generally, our personal goals, our spiritual goals, our financial goals, our professional goals are right at the top. So for each area, you must do this, follow this formula. So step one is to set a goal for 1 year. Now, by the way, this is excerpted from our book, The 12 Universal Laws of Success, and this is the new edition, the Super Achiever edition, where we focus on 30 individuals who have used the principles in the book and it has changed their lives. And of course, it is available at www.12ULS.com. I'll say it again, www.12ULS.com. So back to our program. Formula for achieving your goals. Number one, set a goal for 1 year. Write each goal where you can see it many times a day. You know, very often we put our goals on the refrigerator, on the door to the bathroom, but where you can see it many times a day. There's something about implanting that goal in your mind, in your consciousness, that increases the possibility that you will achieve it. Place copies of your written goal in your wallet, on your mirror, on the door to your refrigerator, anywhere that you will see it often during the day. One of the things we find over the year is that we set our goals, and then as we go through the experience of living, we don't write them down, we don't see them, and somehow they just fall into oblivion. So read your goal over at least 3 times a day. Be sure to include the date you wish to accomplish your goal in your written statement. Now, this is one of the most amazing things. 80% of the people who hear this absolutely will not do it. And about 10% on top of those will probably not do it. So that means only about 10% of the people who hear this message will actually do this. And really, 5% will surely do it. There is no personal development book, there's no success book, there's no goal setting book that does not tell you the same thing. So if this is the case, why not do it? It's that simple. So set that goal for 1 year, write it down, and place it where you can see it. Be sure to check the date you wish to accomplish your goal in your written statement. Step two, determine what must be done to accomplish your goal. In other words, once you've written that goal, make a list of the things that must be done to accomplish it. So, for example, if your goal was to buy a house at the end of the year, 1 year from today, some of the things that may be in your goal statement are actions to be accomplished, maybe to get your credit score up 100 points, secure a lender, save the down payment, find a realtor, connect up with somebody who can guide you in the home hunting process, and on and on. In other words, any goal that you have, when you can break it down into doable steps, you greatly increase the possibility and probability that you will do it. Write down each and everything that must be done to guide you to your goal. Be very specific and detailed. List the things that must be done in the order of their importance. Write the date each activity must be started and when it must be completed. Now, that is critical. Many times we seem to get excited about just writing it down. But we have to not only write it down, but write down the date that has to be started, the date that has to be finished, and that gives us an idea of how to apply that energy to bring it about. Also, priority is important. You can't spend dollar time on penny jobs. Since time is the one variable that is the same for all of us, success or failure really comes about because of the way that you allocate your time. So from moment to moment, as you're setting your goals, you're always asking that time question, what is the best use of my time right now when I consider my goals, my vision, and my purpose? Step number three, set monthly goals that will lead you to your full year goal. Set monthly goals that will lead you to your full year goal. Now, this is a step that I find when I teach goal setting and we do it in our classes that is most difficult. People will write it out, but when they start laying out the monthly goals, the things that when they break that annual goal down into these monthly goals based on the list of things that you have to accomplish, often there can be a disconnect there. So be very diligent about that and take the time to do it, because if you don't make that transfer from the annual to the monthly, you undermine the goal setting process. So set monthly goals that will lead you to your full year goal. So for example, if your goal is to buy a house, and it's a down payment of $5,000 is required, for example, then one monthly goal, if you had to save that $5,000, one monthly goal might be to save $450 a month. So every month you have committed to save $450. So at the end of the month, you'll have $4,800, you'll have over $5,000. Other things, like your credit, getting your credit together. It may be contact the credit agency that month that it has to be done. You know that a certain amount of time is required once you've made corrections to your credit score for your credit score to increase. You have to show a certain track record of consistent payments. And so once you set these monthly goals that will lead you to your full year goal, this is the key. Make the list of the things that must be done to accomplish your four-year goal and arrange them by date to be completed. Make that list and arrange them by date to be completed. Review this list, this date priority list, and write what must be done each month to guide you to your four-year goal. The items listed for each month become the basis of your monthly goals. So that is the key. Once you've laid out that annual goal and broken it down into monthly goals, you get these two steps done, then you greatly improve the possibility. It goes from possibility to probability that you will achieve your goals this year.
This sounds like a perfect place for a break. Let us take our pause for the cause break, and we'll be right back after some important messages. Hey, Achievers. Dr. Herbert Harris here. Did you know that audiobooks are one of the most effective ways to learn about new ideas, new experiences, and new places to go? Audible, an Amazon company, is offering our listeners a free 30-day trial to get two free audiobooks to listen to whenever you want, in your car, in your home. Go to our website, www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. That's www.herbertharris.com. Click on the Audible icon and get your free trial. You are now tuned in to the Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Bishani Radio. always talking about everything from New York City. We are available on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, TuneIn Radio, and anywhere a mobile device is available.
Back to our program, Formula for Achieving Your Goals. So now, once you've set your monthly goals, number four, determine what must be done to accomplish each monthly goal. So you see the process. We set the yearly goal. Then we determine what must be done to accomplish your yearly goal. Then we took the things that must be done to accomplish your yearly goal and broke them down into when they must be accomplished. Then we'll take the each month and write the list of the goals that must be accomplished that month. Each month, they become your monthly goals. So you see, it builds one on the other. If you don't write your annual goals down, you won't have monthly goals. If you don't have monthly goals, you can't really go any further. So determine what must be done to accomplish each monthly goal. Focus on your first month's goal. The essence of goal setting is that it is a continuous, consecutive process. So what you accomplish next month will be based and predicated on what you accomplish this month. So organize the items necessary to accomplish your first month's goals by date to be accomplished and priority. One of the things you find in the priority aspect is to always put the most important things first. When you accomplish the most important things, very often lesser important things are taken care of automatically. So determine what must be done to accomplish each monthly goal, but focus on the first month, and then to organize those items necessary by date and priority. So now we're bringing it home. Step number five, set weekly goals for the first month. List by date and priority the items necessary to accomplish your first month's goals. You see, this is the breakthrough step. If you do not list your monthly goals, you cannot now follow through with your weekly goals, because the monthly goals that you set, that you write down in terms of dates and priority, become the basis for your weekly goals. Analyze this list by date and priority. Analyze them by date to be started and date to be completed. And of course, by the priority of each activity. Considering the dates to be completed, write out the most important things to be accomplished each week of the first month. Let me say that again. Considering the dates to be completed, write out the most important things to be accomplished each week of the first month. Focus on the first week of the first month. So now let's look at what we have done. We've taken our annual goal. This is when I want to buy a house. We've broken our annual goal down into monthly goals. I must save $450 a month to buy that house. We've taken the first monthly goal and broken it down into weekly goals. So for example, the first month, I must save $450. So then each weekly goal, assuming weekly, a four-week month, then each weekly goal can be broken down. I must save $112.50 every week. So step six then is to determine what must be done to accomplish the goals of the first week of the first month. Analyze the first week's goals in great detail. Determine each and every action that must be performed to accomplish your first week's goals. List these actions by priority and date to be accomplished. Now, folks, we've broken it down now from 1 year to the first week. So now we're in the first week of the first month, and we go to step seven. Step seven is to set daily goals for the first week of the first month. Based on the list of things to be done and accomplished on that first week, you can set daily goals that will lead you to your weekly goal. So let's go back to our example. If our weekly goal is to save $112.50, let's assume we're looking at a 6 day a week program. So 6 days a week, six into $112.50. Let's just say six times 20. Let's just say $20 a day will take care of it. Six, that's $120 a week. So your annual goal now breaks down to saving $20 a day. Now, folks, you can see the power of goal setting. Suppose now that you really, really want that house, and when you do your budget, and this is a prerequisite, if you do not do your budget, if you do not have a budget, if you do not have a budget, then success is really, you're on shaky grounds, because you don't know the money that you have, you don't know what's coming in, and you obviously don't know where it's going. And when you don't have a budget, most of us end up with more month at the end of the money. So once you've set that daily goal, now I must save $20 a day, 6 days a week. Now I can think about what can I do. Now what can I do to make an extra $20 a day? An extra $112, and let's just round it off, an extra $120 a week. What can I do? Well, there you can make a decision, say, all right, you know what, on my job, let me apply for overtime if you're working. Or you may say, decide you want to get a second job. You say, okay, you know what, I'm going to get a job maybe as a waiter. As a waiter on a good weekend, I can make $100 a day in tips. So my house then, a year from today, can be translated into working 2 days as a waiter on the weekends. So this idea of step seven, setting daily goals for the first week of the first month, is huge, folks. Because now you know where you will be 1 year from today based on what you do today. So if your annual goal is to buy that house, and you know that you have to accumulate that $5,000 down payment, and you have now back projected that to the fact that you need to make $20 a day extra, $120 a week extra, then whether you accomplish that 1 year goal now boils down to what I do today. Or at the very worst, what I do this week. You see, when you break it down into daily goals, you now can maneuver a little bit better and calculate. Say, okay, if I wait tables on the weekend and I make $100 a day in tips, that's extra money. That's $200 extra a week. I don't spend that. That is the seed money now for my house. So that when I look at my dream of having that house in a year, it boils down to working 2 days, Friday and Saturday, part-time. So whatever you have to do to generate the extra money, that's what you get done.
We are offering our special 2-for-1, in other words, two copies of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for the price of one. That's $16.95 plus shipping and handling. And in addition to getting a book for yourself and a book for someone you care about, you also get a workbook, all these digital goodies, a workbook, a actual audio of the 12 Universal Laws of Success, plus a 12 Affirmations to Live By poster. So be sure to go to www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.
That's 12ULS.com. The number 12, ULS.com. To get your special, I'll call it your transformation tool for the new year.
Back to our program, Formula
for achieving your goals. Step 8, determine what actions must be performed each day to accomplish your daily goals. List each day's required activities in the order of their importance. And now, this is the biggie, folks. Do the most important things first. You know, we can do this whole process of goal setting and we can totally undermine our efforts by spending dollar time on penny jobs. So we may set out with 7 important things to do each day, but 2 of them are critically important. And we spend the day doing the 5 other things and don't get those 2 critical things done. And then it accumulates. So what happens when we've broken it down into daily goals, you can now see in a snapshot of how close you are to getting to the goal you have for a year. So once you've done that step 8, determine what must be done to accomplish each daily goal, then you now know whether you will accomplish your 1-year goal. Step 9, keep a record of your achievement. You know, most of us have a to-do list each day. Cross off each item on your daily list as you complete it. If you listen and you say, I don't have a daily list, I don't have a list of things to do each day. Well, folks, the chances of your accomplishing your 1-year goal are slim and none. Try to complete everything on your list for each day. If you do not complete something on your list for a particular day, carry that item over to the next day. In other words, any item that is not completed in the current day, carry it over to the next day and then merge it in with the things to be done that day in the order of importance. So now you see one of the pitfalls. You set out your to-do list on Monday. So out of the 7 things, you do 4. So now you have 3 things left undone. These 3 things are critical to where you want to be in a year. So now you have to merge them over into day 2, into Tuesday. So now when you had laid out your week, you already had 6 or 7 things that you had set out to do on Tuesday, but now you have to add 3 more. So now you have 10 things to do on Tuesday, which means you really have to buckle down to accomplish on Tuesday extra things to compensate for what you did not do on Monday. And this is what goal setting, this is how you put yourself to the task. Because now look at what's happened. You went from 7 things on Monday, you accomplished 4. So now you had 7 things on Tuesday, you had to add 3. So now you have 10 things on Tuesday. And suppose you accomplished 4 on Tuesday. So now you have 6 things to cover over. So now you have 6 plus 7. You have 13 things to accomplish on Wednesday. You can see where this is going. And so when you keep a record of your achievement now, you can see that. One of the reasons I find that people don't like to write these things down is they don't want to face the fact that they're not doing what they want to do. And then all of a sudden at the end of the year, they're surprised. Oh, I didn't get the house. You know, we didn't get the down payment together. I never did get my credit score up, and on and on and on. Step 10, learn from past failures, but don't let them slow you down. You know, you can go through that first week where you monitor your progress. By Wednesday, you can really get frustrated. You can look and you can say, wow, I'm not doing any of the things I set out to do. And every day it gets worse and worse. And maybe I don't want to really get that house anyway. Maybe that's not important to me. I got other things to do. You start making excuses. You go into a process of denial. If you find that you're not accomplishing your daily task that you set for yourself, don't become discouraged. Analyze each day's activities and determine what is slowing you down. Maybe you're not planning your activities for the day, the night before. Maybe you lose a couple of hours of work time trying to figure out what to do that day. Maybe you let other people distract you, and so at the end of the day, instead of accomplishing 7 things, you accomplish 1 of your own and 6 for somebody else. So analyze each day's activities, determine what's slowing you down, and then devise a plan to improve your performance. And this is the kicker, implement it right away. You see, if you make a plan to fix it and don't fix it, it doesn't get done. Folks, this is in your hands. Your goals for this year are in your hands. And this is the formula to help you get it done. Step number 11, avoid wasting time. Time is your most important asset. Time cannot be repeated or replaced. The main obstacle to completing each day's activities is improper use of your time, because the time clock keeps running. The time clock doesn't care whether you feel like doing it. The time clock doesn't care whether there's snow outside. The time clock doesn't care whether there's distractions. The time clock keeps going. And so if you're going to be a success, if you're going to accomplish the things that you say you want to do over the next year, then you have to be aware of time, and you must use that time in the most efficient manner. Each moment, you must ask yourself the time question, which is this: what is the best use of my time right now when I consider my goals, my vision, and my purpose? Let me say that again. What is the best use of my time right now when I consider my goals, my vision, and my purpose? And step 12 is this: repeat this procedure without fail. Repeat this weekly routine each week of the first month, revising and improving it as required. Evaluate your performance at the end of each week and resolve to do better. If you don't fix it after week one, week two is more complicated. If you don't fix it after week two, then week three is really more complicated. If you don't fix it after week three, then week four is almost impossible. And then lo and behold, the month has been wasted with respect to your goals. Evaluate your performance at the end of each week and resolve to do better. Constantly revise and improve your performance. You can grow in faith and self-confidence. So every day that you accomplish the things you set out to do, it increases your faith in yourself. You say, wow, I can do this. It wasn't that hard. I just had to be more intentional about my activities. Not only that, it will grow in your faith. You know, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When you get right results, it makes you believe strongly, more strongly. And so it builds your faith. It builds your self-confidence. Step 13, stick to your goal until it is accomplished. Stick to your goal until it is accomplished. If you find that over that first month, you really did not measure up, you did not quite do what you needed to do to get that one-year goal, then take a checkup from the neck up and from the heart down. When you repeat this process, then you know that what you have to do to continue doing it. Remember, a winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. So whether you attain your goals is not, whether you attain your goals or not, is in your hands. If you refuse to accept failure no matter what, you will succeed. If you look at every challenge as an opportunity for growth, you will succeed. There's a great poem that says by C.W. Longnecker, and it says, if you think you're beaten, you are. If you think you dare not, you don't. If you like to win but think you can't, it's almost certain you won't. If you think you are outclassed, you are. You've got to think high and rise. You've got to be sure of yourself before you will ever get a prize. Life's battles do not always go to the stronger or faster man, but sooner or later, the man who wins is the man who thinks he can. Sooner or later, the person who wins is the person who thinks they can. So our brief recap: The formula for achieving your goals, number one, set a goal for 1 year. Number two, determine what must be done to accomplish your goal. Number three, set monthly goals that will lead you to your four-year goal. Number four, determine what must be done to accomplish each monthly goal. Number five, set weekly goals for the first month. Number six, determine what must be done to accomplish the goals of the first week of the first month. Number seven, set daily goals for the first week of the first month. Number eight, determine what actions must be performed each day to accomplish your daily goals. Number nine, keep a record of your achievement. Number 10, learn from your mistakes, but don't let them slow you down. Number 11, avoid wasting time. Number 12, repeat this procedure without fail. And finally, number 13, stick to your goal until it is accomplished. Keep going and keep growing, and you will be victorious. It's not how many times you stumble down. It's the number of times you pick yourself up off the ground and keep moving on to meet your goals. This is Dr. Herbert Harris with an excerpt from the 12 Universal Laws of Success Super Achiever Edition, thanking each and every one of you for being here today. And if you do not have your copy, if you want to change your life, then go to www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com to get your 12 Universal Laws of Success Super Achiever Edition. And as we close this year out and we move to the new year, remember this, the best is yet to come. Hey, folks, also, don't forget to take advantage of our 2-for-1 holiday special. Go to www.12, that's the number 12, ULS.com to get two copies of the 12 Universal Laws of Success for the price of one. That's $16.95 plus shipping and handling. In addition, you get over $100 in digital goodies. So be sure to get a copy for yourself and for someone you care about. Remember, we are where we are because of the choices, decisions, and actions we take. Choose the life you desire in your thoughts. Feel the life you desire in your feelings. Cultivate the habits that support the life you desire. And surround yourself with people who love you, who inspire you, lift you up, and help you create the life of your dreams, knowing that the best is yet to come. This is Dr. Herbert Harris, host of the Millionaire Mentorship Show. See you next week, same time, same station.
Millionaire Mentorship. Millionaire Mentorship. The Millionaire Mentorship Show with Dr. Herbert Harris on Vashani Radio and iHeart Radio.
On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. Vashaniradio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked.